Across the Persian Gulf from Iran, there's a tiny island nation that's linked to Saudi Arabia by a narrow causeway. That's Bahrain. Back in 2011, there were protests there, inspired by the Arab Spring. Bahrain's uprising got a lot of media attention briefly. The uprising was quickly quashed, and the media moved on. But the protests have continued. Last month, journalist Anna Therese Day traveled to Bahrain to report on that. It did not go well. Day and three of her colleagues were arrested and held for 48 hours.
My camera crew and I were reporting in a neighborhood called Sitra. It's a majority Shia neighborhood, and it's one of the flashpoints of the ongoing clashes between police and the people. We went to Sitra because most of the popular demonstrations have been pushed off the main thoroughfares of the island. So you can drive down the main highways and it looks like this glistening Gulf Kingdom. But if you look off the highways into the neighborhoods, you can see clouds of smoke. And these clashes have been happening with the police every single day since February 14, 2011.
So, Anna, when you were arrested, were you mistreated?
Yes, we were mistreated in two specific scenarios that we have filed complaints about and will pursue charges against the police. In general, we were deprived of food, water, medicine, and prevented from calling attorneys, our embassy, and our family.
You were working as a journalist, but you went into Bahrain without a journalist visa, right?
Yes.
Why do that?
We wish we lived in a world where freedom of the press was respected in all the countries in which we report. However, not just in Bahrain, but in many of the countries that I will continue to report in, a media visa essentially gives you a government minder. Oftentimes, it could endanger your sources if you're meeting with them undercover. And that's precisely what we were doing in Bahrain.
How did you finally get released, you and your crew?
You know, it's a little bit unclear, but of course we know that the embassy did mobilize all of its resources and levers and influence to get us released. We are still being charged and under investigation in Bahrain. And in fact, when we were released, we were taken to our apartment to grab our things before going to the airport. When we entered the apartment, the entire place had been ransacked, all of our electronics confiscated. So right now they have over $20,000 worth of our gear. Of course, we're grateful to be out safely, but we are hoping for, you know, professional and swift closure to this case.
I gather at one point there was great concern about the footage that you had already shot on video. Do you still have that?
Yes, we were able to smuggle it out.
You were very careful not to tell any of your crew where it was. Are you able to tell us how you smuggled it out?
We knew that we would be searched, and we also knew that not only did we want to get the material out to tell the story, but we also would have risked the arrest and possible lives of some of our sources had they been able to access these memory cards. So I did carry them within my body cavity.
Why take these risks?
I think we feel very strongly about reporting this story, not only to, you know, honor the experiences of those victims of these crackdowns, but also to inform the American audience. America's Fifth Fleet, one of our largest and most significant military installations in the entire world, is based just off of Bahrain's coast. We have anywhere between 5 to 15,000 American servicemen and women working there and calling Bahrain their home. When we were in police detention, we could actually see American servicemen from the window of a police station that has been used to torture and round up political protesters. So that proximity and that very visible, you know, and stark juxtaposition between democratic values, which we claim to espouse, and the compromises we've made in terms of defense became even clearer while I was there in detention. But it's why we set out to do the story in the first place.
Anna Therese Day is an independent journalist who writes about the Middle East. She and three of her colleagues were arrested in Bahrain earlier this month and held for 48 hours. Anna, thanks very much for telling us your story. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.